antimicrobial resistance is a major health concern, not only for people, but for animals as well. It occurs when microbes, such as bacteria, are no longer susceptible to the drugs we use to treat them. It's a natural phenomenon that occurs, but it's accelerated by the use, misuse, and abuse of antimicrobial resistance. We're at a stage now where many of the drugs that we're using to treat these infections are no longer effective. So where are we now? We have a problem of almost 700,000 people a year dying from antimicrobial resistant infections. So the time is critical that we act and do something. Just last year, the General Assembly of the United Nations, all countries signed on to act immediately to make national action plans to combat this problem. So that's where we're going.
What is FAO doing in this area?
Well, FAO is helping countries with donor support from organizations like the USAID, the Russian Federation, and the Fleming Fund from the United Kingdom to help countries develop their national action plans and also to help them implement them. Based on a recent survey conducted by FAO, OIE, and WHO, we find that 90% of the world's population is now living in a country that either has or is developing a national action plan. And most of these plans cover both human and animal health in line with the One Health multi-sector approach. A good example is Kenya. It was just last week during World Antibiotic Awareness Week that they launched their national action plan and policy on AMR. Other activities that take place include work on laboratory analysis and surveillance. FAO has developed a tool or a program to evaluate countries' ability to monitor antimicrobial resistance and to report that. So those are two specific activities that FAO is working on to help countries implement their national action plans. It's come to the point that through a recent survey with our tripartite partners, WHO and OIE, we find that over 90% of the world's population are living in countries that have or are in the planning stages of developing national action plans to help protect themselves, their animals, against the effects of antimicrobial resistance. FAO has an action plan for antimicrobial resistance, which is composed of four distinct pillars, including communication or awareness raising, increasing the governance within countries, surveillance, and also good practices. We are working in a number of countries, specifically 12 countries currently supported by the Fleming Fund, to help develop each of these pillars. For example, in governance, FAO is developing guidelines to assist countries to enable to assess their existing policy and legislation to see how human health, animal health, and the environment are protected. In terms of good practices, there are countries that are developing treatment guidelines, such as in Bangladesh, where partners from both the human health community and partners from the animal health are working to develop treatment guidelines for the best and appropriate use for antimicrobials. In all countries, we're promoting the phasing out of antimicrobials for use for growth promotion for animals. Additional good practices which we are promoting include the adoption of methods and strategies to prevent diseases. Healthy animals and healthy people do not need antimicrobials. On the farm, if we use vaccination, appropriate nutrition, increased hygiene, and biosecurity, these can limit the need for antimicrobials.
And what are the expectations going forward?
To successfully combat antimicrobial resistance, we need engagement of all sectors, human health, animal health, environment. In addition to the increased communication and awareness, the increased surveillance and governance, there are several gaps in good practices which we still don't know the answers to. For example, we don't have all the diagnostic tools available for both human medicine and animal medicine to be accurately and quickly determine whether an antimicrobial is appropriate. We need additional innovation and research on alternatives to use of antimicrobials so that we aren't relying so much on them to treat diseases, but instead can prevent these infections. We need to make sure that quality medicines are available around the globe. Falsified and substandard medicines can speed up resistance, and we want to keep our medicines working as long as we can.
Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Lejeune.
You're most welcome. Thank you.